Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. And here is Book 1 and Chapter 11. The divine scripture of the Gospels relates that not long afterwards, John the Baptist was beheaded by Herod the Younger. And Josephus confirms the narrative, mentioning Herodias by name, and telling how, though she was his brother's wife, Herod took her in marriage by putting aside her who had formerly been legally married to him, and she was the daughter of Aretas, the king of the Petraeans, and separating Herodias from her husband who was alive. For her sake, too, after killing John, he waged war with Aretas for the dishonor done his daughter. And Josephus says that in a battle in this war, the whole army of Herod was destroyed, and that he suffered this because of the plot against John. The same Josephus admits that John was peculiarly righteous and a Baptist, confirming the testimony recorded in the text of the Gospels concerning him. He also relates that Herod was deprived of his kingdom for the sake of the same Herodias, and was exiled with her, being condemned to live in Vienne, a city of Gaul. The account of these things is given in the 18th book of the Antiquities, where he writes concerning John exactly as follows. Now to some of the Jews it seemed that the army of Herod had been destroyed by God, and that he was paying a very just penalty for John, who was called the Baptist. For Herod killed him, a good man, and one who commanded the Jews, training themselves in virtue, to practice righteousness towards one another, and piety towards God, and to come together for baptism. For he said that baptism would prove acceptable to him only in those who used it not to escape from any sins, but for bodily purity, on condition that the soul also had been previously cleansed thoroughly by righteousness. And when the rest collected, for they were greatly excited at hearing his words, Herod feared his great persuasiveness with men, lest it should lead to some rising, for they appeared ready to do everything under his advice. He therefore considered it much better, before a revolt should spring from John, to put him to death in anticipation, rather than be involved in difficulties through the actual revolution and then regret it. And John, through Herod's suspicions, was sent a prisoner to Machaerus, the prison mentioned already, and was there put to death. After narrating these things about John in the same historical work, he speaks as follows concerning our Savior. At this time arose Jesus, a wise man, if indeed he must be called a man, for he was a doer of marvelous deeds, a teacher of men who received the truth with pleasure, and he led after him many of the Jews, and many also of the Gentile population. This was the Christ. And when Pilate had condemned him to the cross at the instigation of the leading men among us, those who had first loved him did not cease to do so, for he appeared to them when 3 days dead, restored to life. And the divine prophets had told these and 10,000 other wonders concerning him. And up till now, the tribe of Christians which are named after him has not died out. When a writer sprung from the Hebrews themselves handed on in his own writing these details concerning John the Baptist and our Savior, what alternative is there but to convict of shamelessness those who have concocted the reports about them? But let this suffice. Here ends Book 1 and Chapter 11, and let's move on to some notes and commentary. Eusebius is here, of course, discussing the life and the ministry and the death of John the Baptist. Rather than appeal to the gospel accounts, he relies here on Josephus, noting that Herod the Younger had an illicit and scandalous marriage to Herodias, his brother's wife. And he, again, relies on Josephus, but the sort of underlying evidence is that the Gospels are corroborated. They are supported by the history that is there in Josephus's Antiquities of the Jews. He also describes the ministry of John. He describes John as one who was peculiarly righteous and a Baptist. He also describes, again drawing on Josephus, the eventual defeat and exile of Herod the Younger and his wife Herodias. And he sees this as Josephus puts it, as being the result of a divine punishment for their role in the death of righteous John, John the Baptist. Eusebius also includes, towards the end of this chapter, Josephus's famous description of Jesus that is also found in Antiquities 18. And as you read this, again, it doesn't seem like this was written by an unbelieving Jewish historian like Josephus, but it seems like something that would be written by a Christian. In fact, he says, this citation from Josephus says, this was the Christ. And he also says something you might expect a Christian to say, that the prophets had prophesied his death and resurrection and 10,000 other wonders concerning him. Indeed, modern scholars have suggested that this passage from Josephus was probably one that was adorned by Christian scribes. But the fact that that Eusebius is making use of this from Josephus says to us that this report, if it was an adornment of perhaps a passage that had been in there in Josephus, that at least that this account was circulating by, again, the first part of the fourth century when Eusebius wrote the ecclesiastical history. And one of the things that he's doing, Eusebius is doing, again, in speaking about John the Baptist and drawing on Josephus and even this account in Josephus of Jesus, is he's grounding the gospel accounts, the life of Jesus and John the Baptist as well, in history. He is affirming the historical reliability of the gospels. And particularly at the end here, he's stressing their reliability in contrast to the apocryphal reports that have been concocted. And Kirsip Lake notes that the reference to the concocted reports is probably another reference to the acts of Pilate, which he had previously condemned as a later sort of apocryphal work, as opposed to the sources that he prefers, which are the Gospels, and the New Testament Gospels, and Josephus. Well, this ends this installment. Hope this has been helpful to you, and we will look forward to speaking to you in the next installment. Till then, take care and God bless.